Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week we celebrate the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald. Ella would have turned 100 years old this month, and in honor of her centennial, I'll be bringing you the first of two Ella-themed shows, starting with a look at her early career. In 1935, Ella began her recording career with Decca Records, and over the next 20 years, she matured from a big band vocalist in Chick Webb's band to the most acclaimed jazz singer and perhaps the greatest scat singer of her time. We'll highlight this evolution in the next hour. It's Ella on Decca, coming up next on Afterglow.
Such a sweet love affair. Though I'm in love, I'm not above a date with a duke or a caddy. It's just a pose, 'cause my baby knows that my heart belongs to daddy. When some good scout invites me out to dine on some fine fin and haddie, my baby's sure his love is secure, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, I'm gonna marry daddy, dad. If you feel romantic, laddie, let me warn you right from the start that my heart belongs to daddy, and my daddy belongs to my heart.
While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. If I invite some boy some night to dine on my fin and haddie, it's just a pose, 'cause my baby knows that my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart to daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, I'm gonna marry daddy, daddy. So I want to warn you, laddie. Gee, but I think you're swell, but my heart belongs to daddy. cause my daddy, oh, my daddy, my daddy, he treated so
What a difference 15 years makes. First, we heard Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb's orchestra in 1939, and then again with pianist Alice Larkins in 1954, performing the Cole Porter tune My Heart Belongs to Daddy, both for Decca Records. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're exploring the first 20 years of the career of arguably the finest jazz singer that ever lived, Ella Fitzgerald, and the recording she made for Decca Records. Ella Fitzgerald grew up poor in Yonkers, New York in the 1920s, and she showed an affinity for singing early on, being able to imitate the songs of Louis Armstrong or Connie Boswell that she heard on the radio.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
However, Ella's first love was not singing, but rather dancing. And it was dancing that led her to her first big break. In 1934, when Ella was just 17 years old, broke with barely any clean clothes, she tried her luck at amateur night at the famed Apollo Theater in Harlem, wanting to compete as a dancer. However, she saw that there was a much better dance group already competing that night, so at the last moment, she decided to sing instead. She did her best Connie Boswell impression and won over the crowd. And just like that, seemingly out of nowhere, Ella Fitzgerald became an overnight sensation in Harlem. Within months, she was hired by drummer Chick Webb, who at the time was leading one of the best orchestras in Harlem, but who was also hoping to break out on the national stage. With Ella's help, the Chick Webb Orchestra eventually would. In June of 1935, Ella went into the studio with Chick Webb and recorded her very first record for the newly formed Decca label. Her voice was thin and juvenile, but even this young, she had a remarkable sense of pitch and an even better sense of rhythm and swing. By the end of 1936, she began to exhibit her skills as a true musician, and not just the band's girl singer, by improvising and scat singing. Here are two songs from Ella's very first year as a recording artist, beginning with her first record, I'll Chase the Blues Away, on Afterglow. Thank you.
my rhapsody. And if you cannot play it, won't you sing it? And if you can't sing it, you simply have to swing it. I said swing it, oh, swing it, and don't ding it. Oh, Mr. Paganini, we breathlessly await your masterful baton, go on and sling it. And if you can't sling it, you simply have to swing it. I said swing it, and scatter mepha and fatamesca. We've heard your repertoire, and at the final bar, we've greeted you with wild applause. But what a great ovation, your interpretation. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Go on and spring it. And if you can't spring it, you simply have to swing it. Oh, Mr. Paganini, now don't you be a meanie. What have you up your sleeve? Go on and spring it. And if you can't spring it, you simply have to swing it.
Two recordings of Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb's orchestra from 1936. We just heard her with a little bit of scat singing on You'll Have to Swing It, Mr. Paganini, a song which she would record again with considerably more scat singing in 1952 with Cy Oliver. Before that, her very first record, I'll Chase the Blues Away. Ella Fitzgerald's star-making turn came in 1938 on a tune that she had a hand in writing. It was her idea to turn the old nursery rhyme A Tisket, A Tasket into a swing tune, and she did so with the help of the band's arranger, Van Alexander. With Ella's girlish voice and childlike innocence and joy, the tune became Chick Webb's first national hit, and it turned Ella Fitzgerald into a household name. It also inspired other artists like Nat Cole and Louis Armstrong to go down the nursery rhyme route. As Lena Horne once put it, everyone went looking for that yellow basket. Here's Ella Fitzgerald and the Chick Webb Orchestra in 1938 with A Tisket, A Tasket on Afterglow.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. ¶¶
a tisket, a tasket. I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be. Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see. Oh, why was I so careless with that basket of mine? That itty bitty basket was the joy of mine. A tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
Ella Fitzgerald and the Chick Webb Orchestra with their first big hit, A Tisket, A Tasket, based on the old nursery rhyme. While this song marked the beginning of Ella's fame, it sadly marked the end of Chick Webb's career. Webb suffered from tuberculosis of the spine, which not only stunted his growth, but also shortened his life. He died in 1939 at age 34, and Ella, his protege, sang at the funeral. Decca Records decided to keep Webb's orchestra, then one of their biggest hitmakers, intact. But they decided to make the orchestra's biggest star, Ella Fitzgerald, the de facto leader. Less than a month after Webb's death, the group, now called Ella Fitzgerald and Her Famous Orchestra, were back in the recording studio and recording her next big hit, Stairway to the Stars. Over the next 2 years, Ella would continue to record with the band, maintaining her impeccable sense of rhythm and pitch, all the while learning more about the art of singing. Her voice moved out of her throat and into her diaphragm, and it matured into a much richer instrument by 1941. She also began to try her hand at more well-crafted songs. Here's a look at Ella's evolution from 1939 to 1941, beginning with her and her famous orchestra performing Stairway to the Stars on Afterglow.
Climb that stairway to the stars, with love beside us to fill the night with a song. We'll hear the sound of violins out yonder where the blue begins. The moon will guide us as we go drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy pedal over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely, lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you. Stairway to the stars. Yes, we're climbing, climbing to the stairway to the stars, 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 stars. Sound of violins, way us as we go drift, drift, drifting along. Can't we sail away on a lazy daisy pedal over the rim of the hill? Can't we sail away on a little dream and settle high on the crest of a thrill? Keep building a stairway to the stars, a lovely stairway to the stars. It wouldn't be heaven, heaven to climb with you.
Fitzgerald and her famous orchestra in 1941 with Duke Ellington's I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. Before that, we heard them 2 years earlier, although sounding decades younger, with Stairway to the Stars. In 1941, Decca president Milt Gabler made the decision to disband Ella's famous orchestra and try to sell her as a solo artist. The war years for Ella, roughly 1941 to 1947, were not especially fruitful. There were some attempts to sell her commercially by pairing her up with artists like Louis Jordan or the vocal group The Ink Spots, although it was clear that she was light years ahead of them musically. There were also other attempts to let her thrive artistically by allowing her to record more straight-ahead jazz numbers and to do more scat singing. Let's hear a little of each right now. First, here's Ella and The Ink Spots in 1943, with their hit record, Cow Cow Boogie, on Afterglow.
Out on the plains, down near San
Santa Fe. I met a cowboy riding the range one day, and as he jogged along, I heard him singing a most peculiar cowboy song. It was a ditty he learned in the city. Come a ta ay come a ta yippee ay.
Get along. Get hip, little dog. Get along. Better be on your way. Get along. Get hip, little doggy. And he trucked him on down that old fair way, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to yah-yah-yay, coming to yip-till-yah-yay.
Singing his cowboy songs, he's just too much. He's got a knocked-out western accent with a Harlem touch. He was raised on local weed. He's what you call the swing half-breed, singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come at the aye-aye, come at the yippee-aye.
Get along, you better be on your way. Get along, get hip, little doggy, as he trucked it on down the old fair way, singing the cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Coming to yah-yah-yay, coming to yip-till-yah-yay.
Singing his cowboy songs, he's just too much. He's got to knock that western accent with a Harlem touch.
That cat was raised on loco weed. Jackie's what you call a swing half-breed.
Singing his cow-cow boogie in the strangest way. Come a day, come a day, yippee-yay.
Come a day, ay, come a day, yippee-yay.
Get along, little doggy, better be on your way. Viola, viola, ba, da lani hoo bia, de little doody doy, priar la da da zoit boem.
Boy, doodle, lady, doodle, boy.
Ella Fitzgerald in 1945 with one of her Flights of Fancy. That was her scatting her way through the Benny Goodman jazz tune, Flying Home. Before that, we heard Ella and the vocal group The Ink Spots with Cow Cow Boogie, both tunes recorded for the Decca label. We'll hear more of Ella's Decca recordings after a short break. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prowl Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been looking at the early career of Ella Fitzgerald this hour in honor of the singer's centennial. Where we left off, the year was 1945, and she was just beginning to show off her jazz chops for Decca Records, distinguishing herself as the greatest jazz singer of her generation and someone who can probably scat better than most trumpeters could solo. The next tune I want to play for you comes from 1947, and I can say without hyperbole that it's simply one of the best 3 minutes of recorded jazz out there. Ella Fitzgerald had been working on a scat solo to the Gershwin tune Oh Lady Be Good in the club circuit, and when Milt Gabler, the head of Decca Records, heard her do it, he knew right away that he had to record it. It wasn't a record intended to sell any copies, but rather, it was there just to show that Ella could rank herself among the best of the emerging bebop musicians. When she went into the studio on March 19th, she had the whole arrangement already in her head, each melody and each phrase more tuneful than the last. Amazingly, she recorded it in only one take, and it remains one of the most iconic jazz solos of all time, and one of the only vocal solos that's been imitated by instrumentalists. Here's Ella Fitzgerald in 1947 with Oh Lady Be Good on Afterglow.
Sweet and lovely lady be good, oh lady be good to me, 'cause I'm so awfully misunderstood. Oh lady, be good to me. Say I'm all alone in this big city of New York. Won't somebody please have pity, 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 pity on me. Just a lonesome babe, babe in the woods. Old lady, old lady, old lady, be good to me. I lost my yellow basket. Body the baby boy. Boy, dee dee dee, la la boy.
Ella Fitzgerald with her remarkable 1947 recording for Decca Records of Gershwin's Oh Lady Be Good. She would return to this arrangement many times over the course of her concert career. The early 1950s saw the introduction of the new long-playing record, and Decca was quick to bring Ella onto the new medium. Her first 10-inch LP marked a turning point for the singer. The album Ella Sings Gershwin was more of a ballad album than a pop or jazz album, and it showcased the singer trying her hand at a more subtle approach to song, accompanied only by pianist Ellis Larkins. It also shows Ella for the first time tackling the songbook of a single composer, something that she became known for in the second half of her career, singing for the Verve label. Here now are two songs from Fitzgerald's 1950 album Ella Sings Gershwin, beginning with Someone to Watch Over Me on Afterglow.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's a big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch. Oh, songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not for me.
If you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. I'm in love with someone who could ask for anything more. Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you only try. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door. I'm in love with someone who could ask for anything more. Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Ella Fitzgerald and pianist Alice Larkins with Gershwin's Nice Work If You Can Get It from the 1954 Decca record Songs in a Mellow Mood. Before that, Ella Fitzgerald in 1950 from her first long-playing record, Ella Sings Gershwin, performing Someone to Watch Over Me and But Not For Me. Songs in a Mellow Mood would end up being one of the last things she recorded for the Decca label, and that has to do with a person that she met about 5 years earlier by the name of Norman Granz. Granz was a concert promoter who, in the 1940s, began to organize a series of concerts out in Los Angeles called Jazz at the Philharmonic, featuring some of the best jazz musicians, including Nat King Cole, Benny Carter, and Charlie Parker. The Jazz at the Philharmonic concerts eventually hit the road, both nationally and internationally, and the live recordings of these concerts gave people all over the world a sense of what the best jazz players sounded like live. Granz had an ear for talent, and he knew that he wanted Ella Fitzgerald to perform in this concert series, despite her contract with Decca. In 1949, he managed to snag her for a Carnegie Hall concert, and she continued to tour with Granz for the next 5 years, delighting audiences with her vocal feats and her winning personality. In 1955, Granz had the idea to start his own jazz record label, and Ella Fitzgerald was the centerpiece behind this idea. He struggled for months to free Ella from her contract with Decca, and once he did, Verve Records was created, and Ella Fitzgerald began working on a series of songbook albums for Verve, which we'll look at in more detail next week. To close off this hour, I'll play for you two songs from Ella's 1953 Jazz at the Philharmonic concert in Tokyo, Japan, where she treats the audience to a ballad and the swinging scat number that became the theme song to Jazz at the Philharmonic, How High the Moon. First, here's Ella live in 1953 with Body and Soul on Afterglow.
My days have grown so lonely. For you I sigh, for you, dear only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body and soul. Spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me you're wronging. I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, buddy.
can't believe it. It's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just a taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. Can't believe it. It's so hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending it looks like the ending? Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just a taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, myself to you, body, body and soul. Bye.
How High the Moon and Body and Soul, sung by Ella Fitzgerald live in Tokyo in 1953, part of the Jazz at the Philharmonic concert series. And thanks for tuning in to the early years of Ella Fitzgerald on this episode of Afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iheartsoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Crow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.